The thing about the digital age and digital storytelling is that the fundamentals of storytelling haven't changed. Storytelling in the end is about individuals, and it's a very difficult thing for an organisation to hone in on a particularly good case. A bad case, of course, invariably, but a good case, and not invariably. Of course, there are great cases where things go incredibly well, but of course, where one wants change is where things go incredibly badly. And I'm thinking, obviously, of the current issue with benefits, which is very, very taxing for example, our day centre, where we're dealing with young people who are very profoundly affected by the changes in the benefits system. And the difficulty is we don't obviously want necessarily to expose the individual to the glare of the media, and yet we need to use their case. And in a sense, that is something which the digital age is perfectly primed for, because we can talk about an individual without necessarily revealing their identity, and we can talk on our own terms. What I think we have to do as organisations is to recognise that if we're really going to make the best use of the digital age, because of the limits of the number of people who work for our organisation, we may not in our organisation even be able to afford a press officer, for example, or somebody whose job it is in some way to promote understanding of what the organisation is doing. And in those cases, clearly, in a sense, everybody has to put their shoulder to the wheel. But not many of us have got a great deal of time. But of course, the very exciting thing about the digital age is you don't require a great deal of time to make it work for you. I mean, I do use Twitter a great deal, but I wouldn't think that I'm more than 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day maximum on Twitter in any form. And in those 15 minutes, we'll be grabbed at a bus stop, going down the tube station, on my bike, whatever it is. You know, there are moments when you aren't doing anything and you just, you know, look at it and deploy it. Twitter, for example, is not about 140 characters. In the end, it's really about links. It's about leading people to water. And it can be done very, very quickly. But of course, you've got to have some water to lead them to. And the water has to be the content, the storytelling. So when we talk about the storytelling, storytelling is precisely the same thing that we learnt at our mother's knee. It's about Little Grey Rabbit. It's about these children's stories that had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And they honed in on an individual animal, an individual human being, an individual child. And in the end, those are the most powerful stories, the stories that bring to life the individuals with whom we're working. Nobody's interested in our organisation. Nobody's particularly interested in the way we do things. What they're interested in is what change do we bring about? And we can illustrate change through individuals. Stories are about individuals.